उजाला उजाला आया, उजाला आया।
A warm welcome to you all to the Doctor's Day special edition of Know It to Beat It by HCG, the specialist in cancer care. This is Dr. Priyank, and with me I have Dr. Rashmi with us today. Dr. Rashmi is a pediatric oncologist, hematologist, and bone marrow transplant specialist. Firstly, happy Doctor's Day to you, Dr. Rashmi. So, guys, as we all know that, you know, being a doctor is not easy. I would not say it is a job, but being a doctor to take care of somebody throughout the day, throughout your life, it's not easy. Tight schedules, stress, burden from, you know, whatever is happening around the current pandemic situation, et cetera, and whatnot. And, you know, you have had a lot on your plate this year, you know. And so we thought, why not celebrate this Doctor's Day by lightening up a little bit? Let's look at our life moments, some fun moments. So we have planned a not so serious conversation for today, unlike our regular episodes. So we'll be asking a few light-hearted questions to you, including a one from your, you know, pre-medicine days. And we, for our audience, would like you to answer it for them. So I will. Okay.
Definitely.
So let me shoot you with the first question. I think this a lot of people would have asked you whether it was your dream to be an oncologist or was it something else?
I don't know. I mean, see, when you start medical college, especially I started my MBBS in 2000. At that time, like, the term oncologist itself was not that, you know, heard of. So I started off thinking that I was going to be a surgeon, which was kind of funny because by the end of MBBS, I was pretty sure I was never going to be a surgeon. So, I mean, you know, the operation theater and the anesthesia and the scalpels and all were not meant for me. I mean, that's one thing I didn't enjoy at all. So I became pretty sure that I wanted to do like a medical specialty than a surgical specialty a couple of years into MBBS. Then pediatrics per se, it was actually more of my house surgeoncy. Actually, during the MBBS course, I particularly was not very keen on pediatrics. I thought maybe I'll do internal medicine. But then during my house surgeoncy year, the 2 months spent in pediatrics really sort of like changed my opinion about the field of pediatrics as such, because the staff in a pediatric department, I sort of felt like my personality really was similar to theirs and I could really work in this particular department. I mean, that usually, like, when people ask, like, why did you become a pediatrician, the cliche answer is, you know, oh, I love kids, that's why. Which is actually true. I mean, I adore kids. I enjoy spending time with them. But it was more of the fact that I saw other pediatricians and felt that this was probably the best part. And interestingly, it was during my house surgeoncy itself that I felt that I could take up pediatric oncology as a specialization, because we actually had, you know, for a government medical college, we actually had a pretty good pediatric oncology setup in my college. I did my MBBS from Government Medical College, Thrissur. And the way the service was run there, and my teachers used to say, you know, there's much more in pediatric oncology, there's much more developments to come. You know, if you're interested, you should go study. And that kind of really piqued my interest. And, you know, during residency, I got further exposure to a lot of pediatric oncology, and that sort of sealed my decision to take up oncology and hematology in children.
I'm sure the kind of the kind of stuff which we have to explore here would have definitely, you know, created that enthusiasm, created that, you know, curiosity in you to pursue pediatric oncology. So every profession, you know, leaves some kind of mark on all of us. So you see the impact which you know your profession has left on your personality now?
Yeah, so I think I mean, more than me, most of my family members actually say on how much I changed since I took up medicine. I mean, it's not just even the specialization, but even just the you know, just the going through the initial medical school made a lot of changes, because, see, I am an only child. I had a very sheltered childhood. And then suddenly you are thrust into this government-run hospital where you really see what is life. You know, you really see pain, death, suffering around you. That gives you a perception on life that, you know, you basically wake up thanking, whoever is that, you know, thanking whoever is that higher power that you are still alive and well and good enough to live one more day. And the specialization of oncology just made that particular sentiment even more stronger in me. I every time I see a child with cancer, the first thought that goes through my mind is, the parents of these children, how do they sleep at night? You know, because it's what it is. I mean, it's a dreadful disease. One of my teachers used to tell me, one of my teachers from my super specialization days, that if there is a hell on earth, it's when your child gets diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, and it's very, very true. So, you know, every day I go back from work, remembering how fortunate I am, literally. So, you realize there's a lot to thank for, and you know, a lot of the complaints that in general you hear from people seem so insignificant to you because you see a lot of suffering around, a lot of unfortunate experiences around you that you realize that, you know, nothing matters. Nothing matters except for the fact that, you know, you said we it are very happy well. And healthy.
It, you know, whatever people complained of the materialistic things around, I mean, once you look at what you are doing, once you look at what, you know, what patients are suffering with, it looks nothing. I mean, it's like, it is nothing in front of what they are going through. So, I mean, yeah, that's so true. Yeah. So, I mean, I completely understand. I mean, we completely understand. It's not very easy, you know, to deal with many circumstances. But I'm sure you must have come across really nice things which, out of gratitude, the patients or their family would have done to thank you. I mean, there is something which you would like to share, any such experience?
Yeah. I mean, people thank us, you know, even if it's a bad outcome, people still say, you know, thanks for all you have done. And I keep saying, you know, I mean, you don't have to thank. I'm just sort of doing my job. But certain actions really, really speak 1,000 words and you remain so touched by it. So during my oncology training, there was this patient. He was an infant ALL, got diagnosed infant acute lymphoblastic leukemia. So got diagnosed when he was 3 months. It's a disease that in general carries a poor prognosis. You know, he the first time I saw him, you know, he was an incredibly cute kid and very, very sweet family, especially the mother. And I kind of got close because my own son was not even 2 years at that time. So you kind of get close to certain people for whatever reasons. And ultimately, this child passed away. The first time that I met him for Christmas, his mother had sent me a card. He was still alive at that time and getting treatment. And, you know, I thought it was very sweet. And the next year, that was a few months after he passed away, I thought it would be nice to just drop a card to say that, you know, I remember you. So I sent a card. And she replied to that Christmas card with a letter saying that, you know, how she's trying to get by each day. And then she enclosed a photo of the boy and it was an original print. And she said, you know, this was one of the last photos we took of him. And we thought you may just want to, you know, hold on to it, just like how we are holding on to it. So that, you know,
I think it's unmatchable. Yeah. It's difficult to explain in words. You can just feel it.
Yeah, so true.
So let me go towards a little bit of fun side of you. So, I mean,
I'm almost choking here. So, yes.
I mean, knowing you personally, I'm sure you must be doing certain funny things around to see that your patients are at ease, the kids are happy, they are cheerful. So, I mean, why don't you share some of those stuff here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we are pediatricians, right? So we do all sort of things to make kids listen to us and, you know, do things our way and all that. But one thing that I keep remembering from my pediatric residency days is that So I was in cardiology at that time, and there was this child who just wouldn't cooperate for an echo. And somehow I found a bubble blower that was there in the social worker's room. So I got a hold of it, and throughout the entire echo cardiogram lasted for like 10 minutes, I was standing by his side and blowing bubbles.
That's
you know?
Fun. I mean,
so and then a couple of times, like the cardiologist would laugh and say, you know, they're really tiny ones. Just blow a big one now. You know,
I'm sure people enjoyed it. Okay, so let me tell everybody one secret. I mean, I'm sure a lot of us who know you, I also know that you are a very good dancer. I mean, I understand. Yeah.
I don't know about very good. Yes,
I mean, how did you manage to go for the trainings to, because it needs a lot of time which that you have to spend to learn the art. So I mean, you've been
I started training actually when I was quite young. So I mean, most of the I'm from Kerala, so most of us grew up learning some sort of art. Growing up, it was like a norm. So I was put in dance class, I was put in violin class. Somehow dance turned out to be more interesting, so I kind of pursued it. So most of the basic learning happened when I was quite young, and I actively learned it up until I joined medical school. During those 5 years, taking classes were a little bit difficult, but we had a lot of fine arts activities in college, so I would participate. Then residency, fellowship, getting a job. Somehow I just like completely lost, and I didn't even like dance for like years at a stretch. Then once I settled into my current job, I kind of felt like, it didn't make sense giving up something that was so much a part of my life. So I found out this, person who was giving lessons. There were a few of us who were all like, people who are working. So, what we do is we basically find out time. So it's not much. It's maybe once or twice in a week. And it's 1 hour or 1.5 hours at max. But since then, we have managed to perform a few times. And during COVID, again, that took a big toll again, because, it's all like virtual learning now, which isn't really good for dance as such. But, hey, I can't wait for the pandemic to end. And
it'll
go back
be
to dance
lovely. I mean,
real world.
I think we all would love to be part of your concert once. it'll be really nice. I mean,
let's see.
So,
yeah.
Would you like to give any message?
Yeah.
Message to our budding doctors, those who want to pursue oncology per se as a career?
Sure. So, see, I'm an accidental oncologist. I didn't come into this thinking. I mean, I didn't get into medicine thinking that I was going to be an oncologist, but. How I would define oncology is, so if you have a inherent interest in medicine as a medical student, like either internal medicine or pediatrics, so oncology is basically sort of like the extreme of medicine. Yes, there is a malignancy, but basically what you're doing most of the time is your bread and butter medicine, and then a little bit of chemotherapy on the side. So chemotherapy is not just all of cancer, because there are side effects of the disease as well as the treatment that you need to manage. And most of it is just general medicine. So if you like general medicine or pediatrics, then oncology is the right field for you. And it gives you sort of, a touch with almost all other super specialties, because every now and then, your patient has renal issues, cardiac issues, gastroenterological issues. So it's sort of everything. And, another main reason why oncology is so fascinating, because it's one of those fields in medicine where there's like a lot of research and innovations happening like every day, literally. So if you like that sort of a fast-paced research field where lots of innovations are happening, there's a lot of learning for you throughout your career.
That's so true.
And oncology is the right field.
So I mean, it was fun. It was fun learning a little more about you, Dr. Shri. I'm sure our listeners enjoyed this session too.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much once again, and wish you a very happy Doctor's Day.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Priyank. Bye bye.
We will soon be back with another interesting episode. Till then, take good care of yourself and keep listening to Know It to Be It. Thank you so much.
Adding life to years.